Chapter 1. Are you getting enough sleep?
What happens if you don't get enough sleep? Randy Gardner, a high school student in the United States, wanted to find out. He designed an experiment on the effects of sleeplessness for a school science project. With Dr. William C. Dement from Stanford University and two friends watching him carefully, Gardner stayed awake for 264 hours and 12 minutes. That's 11 days and nights without sleep. What effect did sleeplessness have on Gardner? After 24 hours without sleep, Gardner started having trouble reading and watching television. The words and pictures were too blurry. By the third day, he was having trouble doing things with his hands. By the fourth day, Gardner was hallucinating. For example, when he saw a street sign, he thought it was a person. He also imagined he was a famous football player. Over the next few days, Gardner's speech became so slurred that people couldn't understand him. He also had trouble remembering things. By the 11th day, Gardner couldn't pass a counting test. In the middle of the test, he simply stopped counting. He couldn't remember what he was doing. When Gardner finally went to bed, he slept for 14 hours and 45 minutes. The second night, he slept for 12 hours. The third night, he slept for 10 and one-half hours. And by the fourth night, he had returned to his normal sleep schedule. Even though Gardner recovered quickly, scientists believe that going without sleep can be dangerous. They say that people should not repeat Randy's experiment. Tests on white rats have shown how serious sleeplessness can be. After a few weeks without sleep, the rats started losing fur. And even though the rats ate more food than usual, they lost weight. Eventually, the rats died. Has anyone stayed awake longer than Randy Gardner? Yes. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, Maureen Weston from the United Kingdom holds the record for staying awake the longest. She went 449 hours without sleep in 1977. That's 18 days and 17 hours. During your lifetime, you will likely spend 25 years or more sleeping. But why? What is the purpose of sleep? Surprisingly, scientists don't know for sure. Scientists used to think we turned our brains off when we went to sleep. Sleep researchers now know, however, that our brains are very active when we sleep. Some scientists think we sleep in order to replenish brain cells. Other scientists think that sleep helps the body to grow and relieve stress. Whatever the reason, we know that it is important to get enough sleep.